The Scotia to Dr. Ernest, fax is 989-466-5956, regarding Gregory Tallman, T-A-L-L-M-A-N, date of birth 3-16-1957. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Tallman with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was November 4th, 2024. He has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is complaining of intermittent problems with fatigue. He states that blood sugars are fairly well controlled, and no recent hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion. He generally has to sit and rest to resolve the dyspnea. None at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, and no chest pain or palpitations. No bowel changes, blood or melena, no nausea or vomiting. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight the Eliquis. It's 5 milligrams twice a day. Lantus is 30 milligrams daily, and he takes regular insulin 3 times a day. Bisoprolol is 5 milligrams twice a day. Losartan, 25 milligrams once a day. And all other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 314 pounds. Pulse is 95. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 112 over 70. His neck is supple. I don't visualize any jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites, and he has 2 to 3+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd, 2025. Creatinine is slightly better, 1.34, with estimated GFR of 58. Calcium, 8.5. Electrolytes, normal. Albumin, 4.2. Phosphorus, 3.2. Intact parathyroid hormone is 158.6, and we will monitor that. Hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. He will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. Next is congestive heart failure without exacerbation, and last, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.